Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Days, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's up? Well, I'm still riddled with confidence, but I'm a half-overflowing glass kind of fella.
I digress.
Let's meet our Alchemy, shall we? In no particular order. Why, there's James Heaney, Jimmy John, Jamilton the Third. Why don't you believe in robbing trains anymore?
Well, the problem is that the best kind of robbing is digital these days, and it's really not even getting physical money from something. It's really just conning people out of the money that they have digitally. It's, you know.
But you got my check though, right?
I have not gotten your check yet. Oh, okay. You might have to send it a second or third time, however many times it is this time. But yeah, I have not gotten it.
Thank you for that. Please welcome back Atul Singh.
Hey, everybody.
A-Sing P.I., if you hung a shingle as a private investigator, what would your specialty be?
Bank fraud.
Uh-huh.
That would be it. Yeah, yeah. Know a lot about the banking industry, and I feel like I have a real advantage there. So if a bank owner was to come to me, then there would be...
they get their money's worth?
Yes, definitely.
All right, I'll see you on
Tuesday.
Have
you ever thought about teaming up with anybody at all?
For my... My business?
Yeah.
No, never. I don't need the help. And at my
James,
level.
Stop conning, James. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, silver-ish surfer. What did you realize during your Wednesday off from us last week?
I don't know that I realized anything, but I had the thought. And here's the thought I had.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's going great.
Whoa!
I bet it's going great. Vanessa
went off the rails.
Atul
went off the rails.
No, and then I've already seen on Reddit everybody loved the episode, and people loved Atul's knowledge of San Antonio.
San Antonio, man.
Yeah. People were impressed. So anyway, I guess it doesn't matter if I'm here or not. So let's just have some fun.
Wow, spoken like a true Chris Alvarado.
That's right.
And now here's Craig Kakowski with the weather. Cacao.
Thanks, Kevin. It is a beautiful 72 degrees and sunny in Los Angeles with a 100% chance of hail. Snowball-sized hail.
What?
Snowball-sized hail.
This will give us more info, Craig.
And last, but check your bidet for poo if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. J to the G, what do the mountains mean to you?
So much. I was born inside of a mountain, not a volcano, but inside of a mountain. And a lot of people think that that's not true, or that's some part of, a myth that I'm creating online to, drum up some kind of support to get involved with REI, but that's not at all what it is. But if you are involved with REI, I do want to, I would 100% love to be a part of that team. I think that company ethos is so strong. I think the products are so good. And, they could definitely, I think they could use someone like me on their team. Honestly, I think in general speaking, there's not, when you think of REI, you don't think that there's a lot of good, content, honestly, for them online, a YouTube page or an Instagram profile. That's what is your social imprint online? And that's something that I think I could give them, not only because that's what they need, but because I feel like that's what they want. They don't understand what they want, because at the end of the day, how do you know what you want if you're just out there, I'm building all these things, or I'm making these water jugs that are, biodegradable, and there's 16 carabiners on there. Well, let's add another carabiner, okay?
Maybe we've got to have a damn show. Thank you, Joey. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, such as video of what's happening right the fuck now, or other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggested via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at Scene number one comes from listener Curtis, who wrote, "You guys are awesome. Scene suggestion: Craig's character, who doesn't use or understand metaphors, announces a sporting event. Thanks, C as in Curtis."
Tickets. Get your tickets here.
Tickets. I'd like to get two tickets.
Come here. Follow me in the alley. Follow me in the alley.
Okay.
I think this is illegal.
I'm not sure. Why don't you just stay here?
Bring the whole family. Come on.
It's just
I don't know if we want to go to the alley.
Hey, don't buy tickets from him. Tickets over here.
Hey, fuck you. Come here. Get these tickets. Come here.
Okay, huh? Come on, son. I don't know if it's safe to leave you behind, actually, because that guy there is there, too.
Yeah, no, right. But I'll sell you the real tickets. He's got bad ones.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, he's got fake tickets. Don't get it from him.
Can I have a moment with my son really quick?
Hey, you, Sonny, you want boy. A powwow? Look, if you want a powwow, tickets
really
are gone.
Quick
gone.
Powwow.
No sale. No sale.
Okay.
Sonny boy, oh. Half off tickets for you while your dad gets ripped off. Come over here.
No, I got to talk to my dad.
What's your name? Scotty,
don't talk
right?
To him. Don't talk to him yet.
Just, is your name Scotty?
Hey, sir, this is my son. Okay.
Hey, son? Tickets back on the table. Old man,
get
I need to talk
fuck
to you.
Come back. On. Get the fuck back. I want one moment with my son. Please.
Come on, right, tickets, huh? Tickets.
Get come the on, get fuck these tickets. Back.
Dad, this is what mom is talking about.
She doesn't fresh know fruit. Downtown's not that dangerous, okay?
Get no, your fresh
we just
got
to have a plan. Right? Let me give you half of the
you
money.
You want fruit? I got fruit. Let me just find.
Where fresh fruit.
Put that fruit. Where the fuck that?
No,
put that
no,
fruit.
No, no, no. Get back.
Here, here. Look at this, huh? Well, it's a salami, but you know, whatever. Come on. There's
Kansas
sugar
City
there.
Steaks. I got Kansas City Steaks over here.
God damn it. What the hell? Hey, you have so much. You just have one goddamn trench coat on.
All right, fellas. So today's the big day. We are broadcasting live to everyone on the planet. This is wow. Yeah, this wow. is a big, big day. So we need, wow. I need cables plugged in. I need cords wrapped up. You know, oh, give wow. it to me. Give it to me.
Now let me get this game straight. This is the Bengals versus the Titans.
That's
so
right.
So it's a bunch of tigers versus an ancient Greek gods.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, I would think wow. as dangerous as tigers are that the gods probably have them beat.
You know, hey, save that for the viewers, okay? Because this is why you've been chosen to announce this game to the planet.
I was wondering.
Planet.
I've never covered a sporting event in my life.
Yeah, but you do have a nice little following there on Instagram. Your videos have blown up and people want to see you. The people want to see you.
10,000 followers.
That's all it takes. That's the magic number. So a couple of tech things here. You push this button here when you want to speak. You push that one when if you're going to cough. You push this one. Oh, I don't. You know the button.
Sorry,
right?
I'm late, boys. Sorry, I'm late. I was just in the bathroom. I had chili.
Jesus.
When you said you had chili.
Mm-hmm. It's not in me anymore.
Okay.
It's such a pleasure working with you. I've seen your Instagram. It looks so good.
Thank you. I'm an influencer.
Yeah, we all are. This is great. This is so fun.
And who are you again?
Oh, my name's Deanna. Deanna Perfume. I'm your co-host on this.
Great, great.
Did you not?
I'm still just. I've been having a tough time wrapping my mind around. It's literally gods against tigers.
What is he talking about?
I think he's referring to the Bengals and the Titans that way. He's kind of eccentric that way. Just go with it, okay? People love
okay.
him.
Okay, Tyson. I'm doing this as a favor. All right.
It's not.
I'm
it's
doing
not,
this as a favor.
A favor to who?
To you, okay, in the network.
To me, I'm giving you an opportunity to speak to the world.
Are you kidding me? I do live New Year's Eve events, okay? This is nothing.
That only goes out nationwide. This goes out globally, okay?
Whatever.
So listen, make him look good for once. Make him look good.
Oh, all right, fellas, we're live in 3, 2.
Fellas.
Football day, football day. It's the football day.
Jeff, just play the tape. Don't sing the song.
Sorry.
So this button, if I want to cough?
It doesn't make a cough. No, if you want.
All right, Timmy, listen, I'm gonna pull you from the starting lineup today, all right?
But I've been working so hard to keep my game to top notch. What's wrong?
You're not playing top notch. And you know who is? Jared is. Jared, can you get in here?
Jared,
yeah,
he's on steroids.
Timmy, I want you
he's
to give
cheating me- to get there.
No,
hey,
there's no cheating.
Coach.
Not much. All right, you don't. It's not cheating unless you get caught, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, Timmy, I want you to give your job to Jared. That's how we do it on this team.
Hand it over, football.
Yeah.
But
to say, I give my job over to you.
Say the words.
I have to give you my job.
What did he just say?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. What if I was to rat him out? I might rat him out. I'll tell the judges that.
Or you want me to kill him?
The judges. This is exactly why I'm benching you.
Coach, do you want me to kill him? Just squash his head like a walnut.
No, No, Jared, thank you. I do appreciate that.
I mean, I'd love to do it.
I know you would, but just
come on, like, Coach. Can I at least start the game? My mom is in the crowd. It was hard to get tickets.
I know your mom's in the crowd, all right?
Yeah, we all know about your mom.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you guys in the back, just quiet down. I'm trying to have a team meeting here.
Sorry.
All right. No, it's fine.
I'll let him have my job, okay? Right. Fine. But you got to let me out on the field at some point in time in this game, Coach.
Don't worry about it.
Shouldn't this be a private thing, Coach? Or?
No. Terry, why don't you just get in here if you're going to talk so much? All right. No, I talked to your mom. She knows. Last night I conveyed
she
to her.
Knows? She yeah. knew when she dropped me off here?
Yeah, I talked to her last night in bed. All right.
I certainly let her know this morning.
Is that you?
Oh! What the hell is going on here?
Bingo, bango, bongo.
That's exactly right.
It's 72 degrees with a 100% chance of hail as the Tennessee Titans take the field. They don't appear to be taking the field. They're just running on top of it. These ancient Greek gods have shrunk themselves down to human size, I suppose, for this game, maybe to make it more fair. Kronos, the father of Zeus, is there, as well as other Titans. And they are playing the Bengals. Which also appear to be tigers, perhaps in human suits. They all look like humans from my vantage point.
Miss Perfume, step in. Miss Perfume, step in.
I don't know what the hell he's saying. And right now their records are both tied. They're both 6-3. So this game is definitely going to be, you know, a leverage point on for one program to see if they can't get over into the playoffs here.
As so they have records.
So we get into the playoffs here. At least
why are they not being arrested if they have record?
I don't.
I'm Perfume, do your job.
What the hell is going on? What is he talking about? What is
I'm
he
having
talking?
A hard time getting a cough, too. I keep pressing the button.
I mean, so the stadium itself can hold about 60,000 people. But, you know, they said, the fire department came to me when I was building the stadium. They said, Mr. Bengal, if we think for a second that we're not going to be, this might be a fire hazard for so many people.
Hey, beat it, okay? You can't sleep here anymore. Stop bugging the people. You got to move. Look, I'm a security guard, okay? I don't make a lot of money. I don't want problems. You just got to beat it.
I'm Mr. Bengal, and I can tell you right now that if I have my helicopter go down here, all the hamburgers will come out, and they're going to kick your fucking ass. All these fucking hamburgers are going to beat the shit out of you.
What if I give you a couple bucks to leave?
Okay.
All right, let me see what I have. I have $4.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Bengal, do you need an attorney? It seems like you need an attorney. I'll handle this for you.
Need an attorney. Yes, I have money to give you.
Mr. Bengal will not be answering any more of your questions. Please move along, officer.
I'm a security guard. What the hell? What? You want to help this homeless man?
He has legal representation now. Keep walking. Spin your stick. Do whatever you got to do, but hit the pavement.
I'm going to buy every stadium in the world, and then I'm going to combine them all. And all the stadiums are going to be connected by tubes.
Now, Donna, the Titans, you said, were in the red zone, but it appears that it's green like the rest of the field. So what's going on there?
Okay, that's just a term meaning the last 10 yards until the goal line. Do you understand that? Okay, so
no.
It's just a – my God. Okay, so – all right. Two teams emerge.
When you say goal line, their aim is to get to that line.
Yes, exactly. As long as the ball crests,
that actually works. Great.
That line, then they've scored a goal. Now, the game –
all right, son. I'm sorry that we're running late. This was a little harder than I thought. But we got 4 tickets. So that's good.
Who are the other 2 for?
Well, this is kind of I don't want to say this and I don't want you to tell your mom, but it's a little illegal to buy these scalped tickets. So there's a chance that 2 of them don't work. There's a chance that all 4 of them don't work, but we got to
tickets that overlook the red zone. It's the last 20 yards.
Oh yeah? How much?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of dingleberries think it's the last 10 yards, but it's actually the last 20 yards. You want tickets overlooking the red zone?
Okay. That'll up our odds, son. So if we have 6 tickets.
I mean, you're down at one end zone. You're not. It's only one end zone. The last 20, right before the Bengals end zone.
I get it. You've got some great tickets. The red zone. And I want my son to have an authentic American football experience. So, yeah, I'll take 2.
Hold the phone. That's your boy?
Yeah, this is my son. This is his first football game.
How much you want for him?
Hmm?
What?
How much you want for the son?
Oh, I'm keeping him.
Let's start the bidding at $9,000.
$9,000? Dad.
But then it was like, I mean, even crazier than that, it's like when Benice talked to me, it was just like, okay, I get it. Well, you know what I mean? Just fax it.
Uh-huh.
How was the game, honey?
Oh.
Oh, this is Raymond. He's a coworker of mine. I brought him over for dinner.
Oh.
How was the game?
Well, it was uneventful.
Where's Toby?
Huh?
Where's Toby?
He really liked the game, and you know what? It turned out that I thought the game was boring. They kept going back and forth over the same field, and I said, you can finish it up. You're almost an adult, so what?
Everything here up for grabs?
Huh? Yeah, Raymond, anything you want. What?
That's scene one.
Woo!
Scene two comes to us from patron Alchemaniac Dougie, who wrote, "Hey Alchemist, I want to say firstly that your guest selection is impeccable. Secondly, word on the street is Joey sneezes on kittens and twists puppies' torsos. I'll stop spreading these rumors if he brings back Instagram live content. Scene suggestion, fast food workers take their jobs too seriously. P.S. Fuck Joey. Dougie."
A good friend of mine.
All right, sir, would you like any napkins or
yes, please put the napkins in the bag. I'm eating on the go.
We won't be serving anything in a bag, sir. We'll bring it out to your plate, your table. All right. So don't worry about that.
Then I guess if they're a to-go bag or is a one of those little styrofoam boxes?
No, sir, we want you to have a pleasurable dining experience with us, all right? If you have a seat, we'll bring everything out to you a la carte one at a time, okay? Everything's going to be served to you in a proper form.
I'm used to having really fast service. Like, I don't really want this traditional dining experience.
Traditional is not even the right word. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. when it's my shift, this place is it's beating to a different tune, if you know what I mean.
Tommy, is there an issue here with a customer?
This gentleman, he wants it in a bag, sir.
No. Oh, that's hilarious. You can take that down the street. No, we'll be bringing it right out to your table. I'm sure Tommy told you that, sir.
That's what he said, but I just wanted to get a burger or some fries, and I was going to actually eat it on my way back to my job.
Well,
I only have a 30-minute break.
Right, of course. Well, we'll definitely get you back to work in 30 minutes, won't we, Tommy?
Yes, of course. It's our job to make you delight. So,
is the order in, Tommy?
This sounds really special. Okay, I'll wait as long as I can get back to work by 30 minutes.
Yes, sure. Of course.
Where do you work, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
It's not far, but the thing is, it's like a 5-minute drive.
Well, where do you work?
Just tell us the name of it.
Hobblescon. it's a tech company down the street.
Well, we'd be happy to run you over there as soon as you're done eating.
You'll drive me back?
Is what I'm saying.
It's full service here.
What will I do with my car?
Well, we'll bring that over to you afterwards.
That's awesome.
We just want to make sure you get there on time.
Yeah. Park it in the red zone.
All right, team. Here we go. Shift meeting. Now, obviously, this is Bobby's Burgers number two, right? Number one is doing well. But we, obviously, are here to turn up the dining experience, okay? Now, I sent you all home last night with a little bit of homework. Hope you can come in with some ideas how to make this experience a little better for the customer. Please, anybody, go ahead. Anybody?
Can we be Bobby's Burgers number one?
All right, so who's got some ideas here?
Well, yeah, because I think having number two in the name of the restaurant just conjures up, you know, bad images for some people.
Yeah, maybe we use the
King of the Losers too.
Maybe use the sign for number two instead of just writing out the words number two. Because I agree with Phil, it doesn't read well.
We're setting ourselves up for some jokesters on Yelp.
Yeah,
even if we went with three, which is still
close
to P.
It's like that first time you saw a commercial for In-N-Out. That's what a burger's all about. You know where your brain went to.
And look what happened with them. And look what happened to them. They are one of the number one burger chains in Southern California.
Oh, here's what I'm. Good point.
Yeah,
one of the number one.
So maybe
one of the number ones,
boss. If I can suggest it, let's just lean all the way in and say Bobby's Burgers, poop.
And I'm okay. Bob. Now my name is Mr. Burger. And I ain't thinking general. If we have all my burgers
sir,
come
we,
together,
we told you we're not going to serve you in here. Please take this cup of water and please go back outside.
I want my burger to be orange.
All right, listen, everybody, listen. Number one is in the city of Carson, right? We're number two. We're here in Pasadena, and number three is in the city of Industry. Okay, so that clears that up. Now, back to the customer's dining experience. Okay,
yes,
sure, we make burgers. Yes, we make fries. But what else do we make? We make experiences.
Love,
love. We make love. I'm writing that down on the board. Love. Now, how do we show a little more love to the customer?
I guess get their consent first.
Ooh, I like that. Consent.
And then butt stuff?
Excuse me?
And then butt stuff?
You know, because of the number two.
You're obsessed with butt stuff.
Jesus Christ. Well,
I mean.
All right, Bob's Burgers, number one, line up. Woo, woo! Number one.
Now listen up, all right? Our sales have been steady, but I'm not looking for steady. I'm looking for sales through the roof. Who's with me?
Raise the roof.
Roof.
I like that now, rifle, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Now I brought this out not to intimidate, okay, but to accentuate. You understand?
Order
look
up.
At this. All right. Now, first person to sell 200 burgers this week gets this rifle. Look
oh,
at it, all right?
Shit. Yeah. Out of my way. Out of my way. I got burgers to sell.
This is a clean release right up top here. Okay, magazine just slips right out, all right?
What's second prize?
You know what second prize gets? You're fired.
For seconds? you're only going to have one guy working here at the end of the week, then.
No, hey, you better watch out, dude. You're on the block right now, all right? No more questions.
Welcome to Bobby's Burgers meeting. We have all three location managers. Okay. We have all three location managers here today.
That guy's sweating like fucking crazy.
To discuss the future and possibly opening a Bob's number four.
I think that suit is fake. Do you see that? It looks like paper mache or
is
something.
Is it a t-shirt?
I don't know. It looks fake as shit. I think he's sweating like
a t-shirt.
We'll be taking attendance first. Bobby's Burgers number one. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fuck your mother. Bobby's Burgers number two.
Hello.
Great. And Bobby Burgers number three coming at us from the city of Industry. You here?
Industry's present.
Okay.
Looks now like we have there's like steaks inside his suit or something like.
Now we have an applicant. An applicant for a Bobby's Burgers number four here. He's coming to us from the city of Bellflower. Hi, please state your name.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I'm looking to get a new Bobby's Burger in Bellflower, California.
This is the weirdest company.
The original Bobby's Burgers is the name I'd like to go with.
He looks 14.
But he sounds like 30 something. It's like, what the fuck?
The trench coat looks weird.
Do you want to get the fuck out of here? I don't even think we're needed for this shit.
And you'll notice here on the PowerPoint that there's a lot of people in Bellflower that like to eat food.
You want to stay for this? You want to stay for a PowerPoint about Bellflower's population density?
I'm married.
What kind of fuck you, man? I'm just asking if you want to go out for a drink.
Excuse me, you in the back, you're talking? Excuse me, you, sir.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. You also, but that other guy, could you flip the switch in the back for the lights? I want to, it's hard for you to see this PowerPoint here.
Turn the lights on?
Turn the lights all the way off.
They are off. That's natural sunlight.
This is as dark as the room gets.
These are windows that are open, sir.
Excuse me. Can I just clarify what this is? This is the three managers of the existing three Bobby's Burgers franchises, plus one guy who's making a pitch of why he should get one in Bellflower, and us, the day-to-day employees, have to be here for this?
Yep. That's how these meetings are done.
Okay.
Good clarification.
Thank you for clarifying. Actually, you, sir,
I'll pull over, okay? I'll just look, the first fast food restaurant I see, I'm gonna pull over, and then everyone's gonna get a little treat, okay? God damn it.
We just want to go home, sir.
Yeah, I understand that, okay? But you're all convicts. You have all done something wrong, all right? But I'm going to break protocol, and I'm going to get everyone a treat, okay? Because you guys are just so annoying back there.
So just take us to the jail. I want to start serving my time.
I just want to do the time. We did the crime.
And damn right you did the crime. And now you're going to do the time. But I will pull over at the first place that has some sweet treat.
We don't need that, please.
Well, there's a Bobby's number two.
Oh, number two? Seriously?
Well, that makes me think of poo-poo.
I think it's just the second location.
All right, well, I guess I'll pull in there. All right.
Just for the record, I murdered my entire family.
Do we want to start doing orders now or wait until we get to the window?
Mail fraud here.
All right, let's just wait until we get to the window.
Yeah, well, welcome to Bobby's number two. Can I take your order?
Yeah, hi. Yes, I'm going to make a large order just so you're prepared, okay? Just so you know that there's going to be a large order coming through. You understand?
You don't have to tell me what you're going to do, sir. Just do it.
Okay, great. What do y'all want?
Are there vegan options?
Are there vegan options?
Are you talking to me Hello? Or people in your car?
Yes, I'm talking to you. What are you I'm talking to you.
Well, we don't have a camera.
Why would would I ask the people in my car if they're vegan options? Why would I ask them that?
Maybe you don't know everybody in your car. Do you know everybody in your car?
Not 100%, no.
Who's in your car? Family?
Convicts.
Well, you know, a bunch of convicts. We're on our way to prison, sir.
Oh, okay. What'd they do?
Mail fraud.
Mail fraud, murdered his family.
Oh, just two people in that bus?
It's just two of us.
It's just two people.
All right.
I'm not vegan, by the way.
So let me get this straight, Officer Claudio. You took the two detainees through a drive-thru. And at one point, they opened the door of the vehicle and just ran away.
Well, they said they were going into the play place inside. And I thought that'd be a good reason for them to stretch their legs, do a little bonding. And then little did I know that was their plan all along to escape.
Officer Claudio, this isn't the first time you've left. Bad guys go.
Answer the question.
No. But for the record, I did not let them go. They escaped.
Well, okay. Look, the truth is you've now committed a crime.
For what?
Accessory for after the fact.
Accessory after the fact.
Fact of what? A fact of what? What
that
is
you're
fact?
A moron. I didn't let them go. They escaped. What's the difference exactly?
Well, I mean, one is abating a criminal. The other one is just like they duped me. They escaped. They did it. I didn't help them.
So you're not at fault is the implication.
I'm not. I'm not at all. If anything, just look at Bob's Burgers. Maybe there was someone.
Now, here's what we're going to do for you, Officer Claudio. We are charging you with this. You will be doing community service. Shit. You'll be.
Can't I just do time?
Nope.
Can't I just go to federal prison?
Look who's here in federal prison. Oh, we remember when you drove us here. Hey, Teddy, look who's here.
Hey, Teddy.
Who's that?
Teddy hung himself.
Oh.
Wow. So this is the yard, huh?
Not a lot really?
Of grass. Not really a
yard. When did that happen? Hold on a second. Teddy
this
did,
morning.
Oh, man. Oh, that's... Hey, killer, get over here, man.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I just need a hug.
Hi, Claudio. Pleasure to meet you.
Bring it in, man. Bring it in.
Oh,
not you. Okay. Not you, pal.
It's not a three hug.
I don't know you.
It's a two.
I'm Claudio.
I'm killer.
Pleasure to meet you.
They call me that because I committed mail fraud.
Jesus.
It's an ironic nickname.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
What are you in for, man?
Welcome to the chow line here. So today we have mashed potatoes served with a very nice gravy.
What do you guys want?
All of the mashed potatoes, no gravy.
Can I get an order of mashed potatoes? What else you got? What else you want?
Potatoes. Okay. Look, we're all going to go through one at a time. But you don't have to do this, pal.
It's all right. It's okay. What do you want mashed potatoes? Let me just get four mashed potatoes.
He wants to fucking order for us. Let him do it. No fucking gravy on mine. Yeah.
Let's do one no gravy. Is there any to get ahead of it? Is there any vegan options?
We have a meat option and a non meat option. I don't know the exact ingredients, but we are here to.
Is there someone I can talk to who knows the ingredients?
Jimmy sure, definitely wants the all meat option. Yeah.
Pardon me. Hi, Warden. I hate to bug you. We have somebody who has an
who
issue.
Who is it?
We just have somebody out front in Chow that has a question about the menu. Yeah.
What do they want?
They want to know about a vegan option.
Fine. All right. Let's go down. Follow me. Chase me.
Wait, hold on.
What's going on here? Who wants to know?
I wanted the mashed potatoes, but none of that fucking beef gravy. And this one here thought I was a vegan.
Is that Jason Statham? Holy shit. When did he get in here? Mr. Statham, it's a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, right. Tax fraud. Anyways, can I get just the mashed potatoes without being
of course. Why don't we get Mr. Statham out of this line? Mr. Statham, why don't you eat up inside the warden's dining area?
Oh, I don't want any special. Where's that now?
It's upstairs in the ballroom.
Oh, very nice. All right. Just you and me.
Just me and me. You.
Nice. Lead the way. I like to watch you walk away.
Oh, I haven't got my check yet, and you said that I was going to get back to work, but I only have a 30-minute break. And
we'll be coming right out, sir. Are you enjoying the music?
It's great music, but I really, there's only, 5 minutes left to my break, and I haven't been served yet.
Don't worry, you're going to enjoy this so much. If you want, we can have the music come out here and personally sing to you.
A musician at a burger place?
Don't think of it as a burger place. Think of it as your home.
I think I'm going to have to actually come back after work and get it because I really need to be back at work in 5 minutes.
You're not going anywhere. All right? Just stay seated. Junior, come out here and sing for him. Junior.
Now's the time to dine with us.
Oh, this is not good.
This guy used to do the pregame for football games, so enjoy it. Yeah.
Munch.
Oh boy, I'm gonna be in big trouble at work.
Where do you work again?
Oxnard. It's a tech company. It's Oxnard.
Catch up with your fries.
It's just 5 minutes away. Maybe you guys could deliver the food to me.
No, can't do that. That'll change the experience. I'll go talk to them in Oxnard.
Cause if you've ever loved one before,
excuse me.
Now, if we think about what these computer chips are. Right. If you think about it, they don't.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I hope I'm not interrupting. I'm over here from Bobby's Burgers. Number
Which
four.
One?
The one in Bellflower.
Oh, Bellflower. Bellflower. Yeah. Nice.
Brand
nice.
New.
Number three. Number four.
We're changing the game. No, it's the number four. So, listen, I got one of your employees. He's finishing his meal. So I'll be sitting in for him while he's over there. So where were we?
Fine. We're talking about. Talk about microchips.
Microchips. Yeah. They're the future.
They're the future. Yes. Now, look, if you look at a microchip itself and you put it in your hand, you know, you feel it. It, you know, it's you know you're holding it.
Is this a successful company?
We're having a rough time, to be honest.
We're Oxnard. We're going against Apple. We're going against IBM. We're going against Microsoft. It's tough. But right now, we're really thinking.
Well, we're OxyGuard, based in Oxnard.
But working out of Bellflower. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's your second office. So you have enough money to have a second location, a number two, if you will.
We're number two. Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of angel funding, if you know what I mean. So we get our money from the church. So this... The chip itself, you put it. Now I got samples, but you put it in your hand.
I think I crushed mine.
Let's get another. There's more on the tray. Just grab.
Okay.
Just grab one. All right.
I crushed that one too.
just pick it up and then just put it in the palm of your other hand.
Do we have to hold them? We know how small they are.
I know, but just so you feel what they feel like, you know.
Okay. What is the point of this meeting?
Microchip.
No, our guy that we sent out for burgers, he's our best and brightest, so we really are having a rough time without him.
I know that these microchips do something, right? When we place them on the board of mothers, they're able to access some kind of interface and shoot signals around and whatnot.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another meeting of the Bobby's Burger franchises. Give yourselves a round of applause. Round of applause.
We have some exciting developments here. Weight since last time, he is so much skinnier than last. What the fuck happened?
He did something. Changed his diet a bit. That's a sweater.
It's whatever it is, dude. He's sweating like crazy.
Yeah, that's cash
money. Hey, Chief, these guys won't stop talking.
I mean, okay, well, he's gone. He just left.
I'm here to take over. I'm from Bellflower. I have Bobby's Burgers number 4.
Why do I have to be here again? What is this again?
Well, because now we're going to be changing the way all Bobby's Burgers work, okay? It turns out that really the fine dining experience is what people really like because we can charge more money. We keep them in the building longer so we can upsell.
The guy from Bellflower is trying to take over this whole thing. He just joined like last month or whatever the fuck.
Since when does number 4 decide what number 1, 2, and 3 do?
This is crazy.
Well, the problem is if you guys were half as successful.
What?
As everybody quiet down. I am the boss now.
You really hit the suck.
Yeah.
Why are the lights off if you have no presentation?
Huh? You want a PowerPoint again? Everybody complained about my PowerPoint last time.
No, we don't, but you have the lights off still.
Well, it's easier for me in the dark. I don't want you guys to see my full...
Stop touching me.
I can touch you because you came in.
Somebody put a light on this guy.
Don't you put the light on me. Listen, this trench coat has nothing underneath it that I'm trying to hide.
Whoa! Look at him. It's like 3 kids in a trench coat.
Jesus
Christ.
Run away! Oh, my God. What 3 kids?
Oh, God.
Shit. Oh, my God.
3 kids in a trench coat have been running the Bob's Burgers at Mayflower. Bellflower.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and that scene, too.
Mayflower. Oh, perfection in a cup. Scene 3 comes to us from Kristen, who wrote... An alternate reality pandemic where people have to stay within 6 feet of another person at all times to avoid getting sick. Because think how much more difficult that would be, Kristen Kelly. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. Just trying to get the Diet Cokes there.
Yep. Totally. Let me just get closer to you.
Yep. Appreciate that.
There you go.
Let me just breathe on you a little bit.
Oh, thank you. I haven't tried the Coke Zero. Have you... made the jump, the leap from Diet Coke to Coke Zero? Anybody in your family?
Most of my family does Coke Zero.
And so it's got a completely different taste. Is the taste less?
A little bit.
Less like dental medicine?
Hi, excuse me. I don't want to get the virus. Can I huddle with you guys?
Please get in here. Okay. Get in here. We're just discussing the Diet Coke versus Coke Zero. Where do you stand?
Okay. I don't drink soda, but I'll stick with you while you're shopping.
Sure. Yeah. Did you need anything from this aisle?
Not from this aisle, but I'm the last to join, so we can do my shopping last.
Hey, here's a question for you. While the three of us are together, if this grocery store were in the UK, would they call it Rafe's?
What?
Look, Stephanie, I know you don't love me. I know I fucked up. Okay, but we still have to remain this close. Otherwise, we're going to get sick.
Maybe you'll get sick, but I have other people that I can bring into this group over here, okay? So as soon as Tommy gets here, I want you to leave.
Tommy's here.
Oh, good. Thank Jesus you, Tommy. Christ. Get close.
Hey, Tommy, I also have to stay close. Look,
no,
Tommy,
you don't.
What?
You can find somebody else. Go stay with your mom.
No, I can't. So I'm going to get sick between now and then? No, I'm not going to risk it.
Babe, I didn't know about this.
Wait, what didn't you know about?
That you were going to still be here.
We just broke up.
She called me and told me yes last night.
Well, yeah, that's very important happened. That you were able to be here so that I could get Tommy to go away. Wait, sorry.
No, listen. Tommy to go away. Tommy wanted to be
no,
here.
No, I misspoke. Oh. I misspoke. Brad,
Steph,
I need you to leave now. The reason I told Tommy to come so quickly is because I needed to have a pass off.
And just I never come quickly. What?
No, oh. Tommy never Tommy. Comes quickly.
Just can we come closer, everybody? Look, Stephanie, I'm sorry. okay? I'm sorry I couldn't love you the way you needed to be loved. And Tommy,
you sound sincere.
I am. I just
he
I
is think sincere, I should... Tommy. This is the one thing I love about Brad is he is always sincere.
So fine, we're done, and I want you and Tommy to have a great life and relationship. But don't send me away to a death sentence because
okay. Tommy, will you and me?
Thank you, President Biden. And so now that we understand how this particular pandemic is going to work a little differently, I'll take some questions from any of you who want to follow up.
Dr. Fauci? Kurt, I'm from curtains.com, no affiliation. Right. My question comes from my constituents wondering, is this disease transferable fabric to fabric, or is it just human to human?
No, you have to be inside of a person. So it's rather specific in that way that you catch the disease from any other people. Either you're inside of them or they're inside of you.
Doc.
Question.
No, wait.
Over here.
Yeah, you said that to be safe, we need to stay within 6 feet of each other. But at the same time, you're saying you can catch it by being in somebody.
Yeah, as long as you're outside of each other, but within the 6 feet, you're safe.
So
just don't get inside of each other. I mean, I don't know how to be more clear about it.
Steve Sanrio surprises, no affiliation. So there are a lot of pregnant women who are about to be giving birth today all over the world every minute. Now there's somebody inside them. We're wondering, is that cause for alarm? You know,
it's a very creative, if not trick question. So let me get to the point of women and giving birth. The babies are safe. The women are safe. This is a natural act, birth, and has nothing.
Well, so is sex. Sex is a natural act.
Right. But the babies are inside of a very protective cocoon, if you will, while inside the mother. Whereas if a person, you're asking for trouble.
Question.
News crew, what do you got?
This is enough. Everyone here is going to be standing at least 6 feet apart because I'm not going to let the government tell me that I got to be close to somebody. Woo! That's a fact.
I missed what you said.
I said, does anyone have a megaphone? No, don't get near me. Don't hand me that. Just leave it there and I'll walk over to you, okay? All right, now listen, we're not getting close. You know what? You know why we're not going to get close to each other? Because the government wants to get
your eyes are bleeding.
Huh?
Your eyes are bleeding.
I can't hear what he's saying. Look,
your eyes are bleeding.
I don't know what you're saying.
Your eyes are bleeding.
I can't hear. Look, who has a megaphone?
Check your ass for blood.
I don't know. God, I can't see. Fuck, I can't see.
Question. Over here, question.
Where?
Over here, question.
I can't see you.
If we stay far, far, far away from everybody, will that even be better? Like the further away we are, is that even better?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
All right, Tommy, I think what we should do is we should bring Brad to his mom's house and drop him off there. It's the nice thing to do. Like, I love you, but I care about Brad.
I do too. Brad, can you just cover your ears for this part?
Okay, I just, okay.
Earmuffs, Brad.
Oh, you use that term too? Oh, this is cute. Yes. I was thinking something slightly different. He seems sincere.
Sorry, I just thought it was a moment for a kiss.
Why'd you kiss him then?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. He just looks sad. He looks sad. I wanted to give him a tiny kiss.
Well, that's what I was going to say, actually, was maybe we should think about adding more people to this relationship.
Excuse me?
You know, bring Brad on. And Brad can be just like one of us. Each one of us
gets... All right, Tommy, earmuffs, okay? Let me talk to Brad for a second. Brad, take your hands off your ears. Sorry. Let me remove them for you. Brad?
Yeah.
Tommy is wondering if you want to be part of a three-person relationship. You and me and Tommy. Or we can drop you off at your mom's house.
Okay. I have a third option. Okay. I've been talking to Sandra. We've been texting. What? She's on her way here now.
How long?
Maybe just since this afternoon.
Welcome to the Barnes & Noble December reading. Today we have the author of You, Me, and Tommy, and he's going to read a chapter of the book. We're very excited to have him with us. Pete Schmelzen. Pete?
Thank you. Thank you. So it was a pleasure to write the book. I don't know if there's any questions. I think the book is self-explanatory.
I'm Tommy in the book. Oh!
Thank you, Tommy. I'm glad that so many of us could gather here so closely today. I know it's ridiculous to have the microphone.
Question,
for those of
question,
you that are really close.
Question,
yeah.
Question, question. Hi, so in the book, you refer to yourself as Stephanie, but the book is written by Pete. Are you, in fact, both Pete and Stephanie?
Oh, there's some confusion on my part. This was written by Pete. But it's my story.
Question.
So I don't know if you want to talk to the writer or.
Yeah, it's a Barnes & Noble, so we'd like to talk to Pete.
Well, it's just that the story's about me, and I kind of think if you have any questions, I'd be the best to answer them.
I don't actually have a question. I'm shopping here with these other two guys, and I just kind of got stuck with them. So I didn't read the book. I don't want to be in a bookstore, but I need to stay close to these two guys.
Oh, look, Mark Twain. Let's check that out. Come on,
okay,
fella.
Okay, cool. I still need to get some pasta at some point.
So I guess that wasn't a question for me. I don't know if Pete's going to be here.
Stephanie, hey, I just was in there for the book, nervous. I can't believe I'm talking to the actual Stephanie from the book. This is amazing. Hi. These are the six people I'm with right now. We're all tethered together on these bungee cords.
show your penis, dude.
What the fuck is wrong? One of the guys with me is a psychopath, so it's just kind of the roll of the dice, you know?
Come on, pandemic. Come on, Python boy.
But, you know, I'd really like to...
Do you think he'd shut up if you just showed me your penis?
I'm not going to do that. I'm in a mall. I'm not going to
get out the Python. Go.
He's really bothering me a lot more than just seeing your penis for a second.
Let the Python go.
Okay, you know what, Steph? This is crazy. I'm so sorry. It's got to be met under these kind of circumstances, but I got two tickets. For whenever this is over, I got the Bengals-Titans game, whenever they're rescheduled. Really? So if you want to come, feel free.
Show me your tiny dick.
I'm Brad. That's Tommy right there. We're right here with her.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I am so sorry. Oh, my God.
We're all tethered. We're part of This Is a Crew.
Yeah. My bad. Stephanie, if you still want to, you know, whatever.
Now, you might be wondering what happened to Pete, right? Because you probably read the book, right?
Yeah, he's the author. He's the one who just... Yeah.
Right. So it was first me and Stephanie. Then it was me, uh-huh. Stephanie, and Tommy. Then Sandra joined. And then Sandra was in love with Pete. Now, as you know, in the book, Sandra died. Mm-hmm. And Pete is now... We don't know where he is.
They read the book.
Brad. Yeah, he was running the coven that Sandra was in. And then there's a lot of like a Lost Boys kind of metaphor or I don't know what was kind of tied into that. But that was pretty fun.
Where the hell are we?
Sorry. One of my guys just woke up. All right.
I just woke up.
We got to go.
What's happening?
We got to go. He's about to get crazy.
All right. Jesus.
All right. Stephanie was
There's a psycho crazy. Here. I'm tied to a psycho.
ladies and gentlemen, this just in Action 5 News. Dr. Fauci has released a statement that says, if you are tethered to anybody, now is the time to release them. Ladies and gentlemen, this pandemic is over.
Jeff, stick to the teleprompter.
Say your goodbyes. And really, if I may, really take a moment to say goodbye to those who
Jeff,
spent
this
time. Jeff,
we're alive
with.
To the world.
Because
please
you
stick
never
to the-
know
He's a goddamn
when you might
anti-closer.
See them again.
He's an anti-closer.
And what I'm saying is, Jeff, now's the time to distance yourselves.
Cut him. Cut
from
him right
those
now.
We can't who cut. Are around
it's
you
a live feed.
And those who want to come near you.
Jeff,
put your hands out, spin in a circle, and scream, I'm free of disease. I'm free of disease.
Did you shoot him?
Free of
I didn't even hear him. That's a shitty rifle. Where did you get it? It looks like there's
this
mustard
is the
all
time,
over.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I went to a grocery store. I was with other people. They wanted Cokes first. This is the last thing
cut
I
cut the tethers that have been keeping you together. Run through the streets.
I'll stab
far
him.
Away
again.
From everybody.
I'll stab him.
And say...
So, Tommy, Brad, I think it's time that we untether ourselves from each other. We don't need to be this close anymore.
Okay. Well, so, I was doing this by choice, too.
Oh.
Oh, sure. Yes. I mean, it's been wonderful and it's been fun. But there's the Bengals Titan game, and I don't think there's enough tickets for you two.
Oh, it's just Sandra died, and I don't know where Pete is.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty sad.
What the hell? What the hell's going on?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we picked up this guy. We switched
the mail fraud guy. What's Lord?
Hey, bud, you're free. You can go.
You can go now.
I don't want to get the Marana virus.
No, it's done.
It's done.
It's done?
Oh, shit. Look outside. Look, everyone's dropping their ropes and their chains and handcuffs.
Woo, woo. Everybody's putting on masks and staying 6 feet away.
Get off me.
You think that'll work?
It could. And that's our show for today. Oh, it's the Jew wrap-up. Let's thank all of our alchemists for being here, starting with Dr. James Heaney. Jimmy Jims?
Oh, well, thanks for having me here today. It's been a pleasure. We have been tweaking what we're doing on Wednesday nights with Bear Supply. I think we're finding a new groove, and I'd love anybody that's interested in checking it out to come by at about 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday nights. BS Comedy on Twitch.
Check it out. Craig Kikowski, I finished up the meta episode of Craigslist. Enjoyed the little shout out to me individually to getting you guys on the Seduced limited series.
Thanks so much, man. Yeah. And I loved Seduced and learned a lot more than I learned from the Val, by the way.
How about nothing but information?
Yeah. Who would have thought that a documentary that had nothing but information might be more useful?
Yeah.
Craigslist, we're planning on doing some Thanksgiving movies and some Christmas movies as well. So keep that subscription going on your feed.
Yeah, damn it. Check it out. Loved it. Chris Alvarods?
Yep. Thank you, everybody. I love you guys. Happy to be here. That's all I got today.
Fair enough. Atul Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I made fun of Chris's background earlier, but now I realize I'm wearing blue on blue. So,
in your face, dude. In your face.
Atul, any final words on this last week's Below Deck? And
I'm having so much better of a time with this crew and where it's going. I'm impressed with 20-year-olds having a 6-figure vacation.
I gotta jump in here, Atul.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time before you were guesting where Kevin would ask me Below Deck questions. And then you came on one time and was like, are you going to ask me a question? And now it's just become your segment and I'm here for it. Just want to say that out loud.
I take that sitting down and I resemble that comment. We all do love her. And by the way, Joey alleges to also be a Below Deck fan.
I watch it. I just don't give a shit about it.
fair.
I do want to say,
yes, early,
like a couple weeks ago, there was a condom ad that rolled at the beginning of our show. And I want to get, if I don't know how to do this, if we have to comment on the thing or we can get, this is a call to action, as they say. Mm-hmm. We got to get James Heaney to be the spokesman. Jimmy Hat James.
Jimmy Hat James.
Can be the spokesman for that condom advertising. I just think it'd be.
I'd be willing to, but it's a tricky situation.
I'll tell you what, Joey, you write the copy, and James will read it, and then we'll go after them for some money after Perfect. The fact.
Let's show your dog, bro. Show your dog, bro.
Well, it's just I don't want to say anything bad because they are an advertiser, and I won't say anything bad. But it's just a lot of talk about different size penises and shapes, and like I don't know for sure that I'm an authority on that.
That's what a condom company does.
It's called inclusion, James. Wow. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. And wear a mask when you go outside now more than ever, depending on when you're listening to this. But yeah, let's be kind and look out for each other for a change. What the hell? It might be helpful. We greatly appreciate your listening to the show. Please continue to write us and let us know anything and everything you want us to know and perhaps an area of improvement for Joey Greer. Until next time.
Alchemy.